I'm looking at two images with timestamps of Apostle Island's National Lakeshore. They're both of the exact same spot along the rocky shore of Lake Superior. The first, dated January 23rd, 2018 at 8 a.m., shows large, rounded chunks of ice nestled against one another. They've molded into the rocky bay, leaving no sight of the water beneath, except on the far horizon. The second photo is dated exactly 24 hours later. There's one single ice chunk surrounded by open water. Apostle Island's Resource Management Chief Julie Van Stappen says this is a common occurrence in the winter.
At the ice cave, it's really exposed. So unless you have ice extending all the way across to Duluth, to the north shore of Minnesota, you can have wind and waves work on that shelf of ice.
That's the conditions on Lake Superior this year. It makes it too unstable to safely allow ice access to the ice caves. Up until this month, Lake Superior was experiencing historically low percentages of ice. The recent cold snap did increase the lake ice coverage by more than 25%, but that still leaves majority of the lake ice free. The last time the ice caves were open in 2014 and 2015, ice coverage was at or near 100% on Lake Superior.
We've come close a couple times, but just when we think, oh, it looks pretty good, then it's blown out or something else has occurred.
Van Stappen sent me a graph that charts the annual maximum ice cover on Lake Superior over the years. Between 1970 and 1995, that maximum percentage of ice cover was at 50% or below only four times, with majority of the years reaching at least 75% coverage. Between 1996 and 2020, 15 years never reached more than 50% ice coverage. Van Stappen says that doesn't bode well for the future of the ice caves.
And the reality is Lake Superior is one of the fastest warming lakes in the world. And the likelihood of us having ice caves, especially that have Lake Superior ice is accessible, is getting to be rarer and rarer event.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.